Going Green
on The Clare Byrne Show
with Repack. Repack members, repackaging the future and valuing resources. Find out more on repack.ie.
I think it's fair to say that we all feel the pressure to try and eat well, but many of us might find it hard, certainly at times, to find either the time or the money to do so. So today we're going to find out if organic products are worth the effort and why. Founder and CEO of Grow It Yourself, Mick Kelly, is here. Hello, Mick.
Hey, Claire.
Good to have you with us.
Nice to be
back. We're talking about organic foods. There's more and more of them now that we see in the shops. What is the sort of ratio? How much of it is there out there?
It's still pretty small. the overall, if you think about the entire amount of farming land we have in Ireland, organic is about 5.5% of our total farming land.
Mm-hmm.
So it's absolutely tiny, and the organic kind of production is worth about 200 million euros, which sounds a lot, but in the context of like our exports of food in a year in Ireland are about 19 billion. So it's a tiny, tiny fraction, and we're kind of laggards in the EU. There's a lot of growth in the sector. It's coming from a really, really small base. It's doubled in a couple of years. Pippa Hackett, when she was Minister for Horticulture, did a lot of work in sort of building it up. So it's kind of grown a lot. But in the European context, the average is about 10%. In some countries like Austria, it's nearly 30%. So mm-hmm. we're really way behind.
That growth in Europe probably fits with what we're seeing in the supermarket, where the section, even with processed food, tins, foods, there seems to be more and more organic, talking less about the fresh side now.
Yeah.
But the demand for organic seems to be growing.
Yeah, it is. And I think it's always interesting, like obviously this is a slot about becoming living greener and so on, but actually, I think what's driving it really is health concerns. I think people are kind of when you know, Bord Bia and others do research on what drives people to sort of choose organic, the environmental impact of it is way down the list. So it's the kind of health sort of implications of going organic, which we'll talk about, I think, is what really drives consumer behaviour
so
in this space.
For a farmer, is it tough to meet the standards of organic to become certified?
Yeah, and like, again, I find a lot on social media, people are kind of can be very sceptical about, is it really organic? Whereas it's actually, to use the word, it's a certification. So you have to go through, as a grower or a farmer, you have to go through a very rigorous kind of conversion process in the first instance to become organic. And then there's testing every year for, you know, or inspections every year and so on. So it is a very onerous. Our farm down in Waterford is very small. We've only 13 acres, but it's a certified organic farm. So that means we can use the word organic on any of the produce that comes out of there. And it's a very, so when you see the word organic, it is protected in law, unlike words like, say, sourdough or you know, regenerative, or, you know, there's a lot of words where it's a bit kind of woolly and you can use them regardless, whereas organic is protected in law.
You are certified and you have passed lots of different tests to get to that point.
Absolutely, and inspected every year to make sure we're sticking to all
and
those.
And how do you deal with the problems that the chemicals deal with on other farms?
Yeah, so that's the sort of the nub of the issue here, right? So that when in conventional farming, which again, bear in mind, you know, 94.5% of our farmland in Ireland is non-organic. So they're using chemical inputs to do a couple of things. The first is to fertilize fertilizer for the soil, which is almost always chemical nitrogen that we're importing from other countries, usually Russia and Ukraine and those kind of areas of the world.
Well, not Russia at the moment.
Well, there is sort of some apparently still sort of making its way in here through various different.
It shouldn't be.
Yeah, it shouldn't be. And so that's a kind of a food security issue, actually, that we're very reliant on imports of fertilizer. And then the other ones, I guess, are so we're feeding the soil using fertilizers, which are chemical inputs in non-organic agriculture. And then you're using chemicals to control pests, so pesticides. So you're spraying crops to prevent, say, with carrots, it could be the carrot root fly, or with Brussels sprouts, it could be the kind of, you know, to stop the cabbage white butterfly and so on. And then the other big one then is herbicides. So if you have kind of two rows of carrots a foot apart in a field, in the middle between those two rows, you've got weeds coming.
Yeah.
And that's obviously going to affect your yield, and it's going to sort of smother out the carrots effectively.
So they'll go along. The weeds want nutrients from that soil too.
Exactly. Yeah. So you get, so the, in conventional agriculture, they're spraying with herbicides. The big one is Roundup and glyphosates, which, you know, people would be aware of. There's a lot of controversy around the health implications of that, of, and, you know, testing finds people have levels of glyphosate in their system just from eating food that comes from that soil. So it's a really serious issue. And the use of herbicides is really extensive in conventional agriculture.
So for you then, how do you deal with promoting growth and dealing with pests when you're not using any of that stuff?
Yeah, so the organic equivalent, I suppose, with instead of chemical fertilizers, we're using compost effectively. So you're going back to sort of the way it's been done for millennia, I suppose, mm-hmm. where you're...
Old dung.
You're spreading compost, which would be usually kind of, it's either farmyard manure or plant materials that you're composting down and then spreading that on the soil. So that's how you deal with the sort of fertilizer. The herbicides, it's really labor, which is, you know, comes down to then why people say, well, organic food is more expensive. The reason it's more expensive is because chemicals are cheap. And labour is not cheap.
So you have to pull the weeds out of the
ground. You literally have to pull either by hand in a small scenario or in a bigger organic farm, you would be using machinery, say, to do that. Mm-hmm. And then with pests, it's usually crop covers. So you're either trying to sort of bring beneficial insects onto the farm to try and control, you know, the non-beneficial insects, or you're actually physically covering, you know, with a net over the crops to stop the pests from getting it. So it's more labor intensive, but I think the bit that gets missed. So when people choose organic food, they're often doing it because they're a bit wary of the chemicals and they want to sort of reduce their exposure to pesticides and chemicals, which can be harmful. And I suppose you have to be very careful, you know, in making very sort of black and white claims about this. But there is lots of research that tells us that exposure to these chemicals, particularly glyphosate, is harmful to human beings. But the more interesting side of it, I think, is that there's a lot of studies now showing that organic food is higher in certain nutrients. So I think this comes down to then sort of value for money when it comes to, you know, if people say, well, look, you know, a bunch of organic carrots is maybe a euro more expensive. I think the way to think about that is it's better value for money, pound for pound, in terms of nutrients. And
well, now I did go on the Irish Nutrition and Dietetic website this morning, and they say that there is no nutritional benefit when it comes to eating organic. That's their position. It mightn't be yours, but it's just to be fair about it. That's what they say.
And look, I would say absolutely. What we need to do is get away from our diets, which are increasingly ultra processed.
Yes.
And eat more whole foods. Number one, right? Absolutely.
And then however, it's a question of choice for whatever reason you deem fit. Now, I know there's so many people who will say to you, an organic carrot just tastes better.
Yeah.
You know, it tastes like a carrot used to taste.
Exactly.
Whereas we're used to things that look perfect, but are a little bit more watery, less
exactly.
flavor.
And I think that the reason it tastes better is because nutrient density and flavor are two sides of the one coin. You're tasting the nutrients. All of those studies that the like dietitians and you know you often hear this, there's no nutritional benefit, are focused on the macronutrients. But if you do a wider analysis on micronutrients, so things like polyphenols and the kind of phytonutrients, vitamin C, you know, some of those sort of compounds like zinc and so on, you'll find much higher. In some cases, side by side, organic tomatoes could have a 50% higher polyphenol content than non-organic tomatoes. So like I think sometimes studies are used to sort of to suit our purposes. I'm probably doing that a bit myself. But like I think, you know, you've a much wider range of nutrients coming because the soil has to do the heavy lifting of sort of, you know, the getting all those compost.
And that makes sense.
Soil
I have a
on.
Listener who wants to know, are organic farms inspected by appointment or a surprise visit?
Like we have an organic inspection as an example next week, and we were told about it yesterday. So it's pretty much a la minute that you have to sort of they show up.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
And it's a very rigorous inspection process and very onerous, I would say.
Okay. Well, Mick, we'll leave it there for today. Thank you very much for coming in to
Thanks,
see
Star.
Us. And we will see you again soon. That is Mick Kelly there from GIY.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.